Welcome into another season of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN. We want to thank Rush CPA and Associates and Fairway for once again being on board and helping us bring you the program again this year as we take a look at eight area high school football games each and every week here throughout the season, and then we get a little bit into the playoffs as well at the end of the year and try to do our best to take a look at what area teams and matchups look like and try to make our predictions here throughout the year. And usually we fall short of providing you useful information, but we like to have a little fun with it along the way. Last season, we've got our defending champion here back with us once again, Matt Mullinex.
Thank you.
68-12. Man, I didn't know if you'd come back or not. I mean, you're just riding that high from last
That's
year.
That's right.
But we had a tie for second place because I took a major dive trying to catch up to Matt in the last week. 61-19 for both Jim Field and myself, Chris Parks. And then our... long-lost friend now, Doug Leonard, 55-25 last year, and he just decided that's enough. He can't take it anymore. He can't take the ridicule, so he's out.
He can't compete in the big leagues. We bump him back down to AAA. Yeah, so he's going to have to work his way back to the big leagues.
Yep.
The show's called Who's Gonna Win, but if it were called Who's Not Gonna Win, we all know the answer. Doug.
So he's going to hold that title, I guess, for sure then here this year. But that's how we finished up last season with the records, and we'll see if we can do a little better this time around. We're going to start things off here in just a moment with a couple of eight-man contests. We'll do that right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have 24-pack Fairway Purified or Spring Water, just $2.98 each. Powerade, 28-ounce bottles, buy five, get five free. And Stella Bella Green Grapes, just $1.88 a pound. Over in the meat department, we have boneless chuck roast for $3.99 a pound. USDA Choice T-Bone Steaks, just $9.99 a pound. And whole pork butts, just $1.99 a pound. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Going to Win as we get rolling now here for the 2022 season, and we're going to start off with three different eight-man games. We'll take a look at the first two here first, and the first one is a matchup that brings us the defending state champions, the Cam Cougars, as they will be at home to take on another team that's been a perennial power here in Southwest Iowa and Fremont Mills, and both very different looking here this year, and we'll have some changes on that front for them. It should be an interesting contest to open up the season. Matt, defending champion, who's going to win?
You bet. Well, there's so many changes on multiple fronts here with both teams. Starting the top there, you got Fremont Mills, who is, after many, many years, Coach Christensen's moved on, and so they have a new head coach for them, and they lost a few players. But I don't think as many as what Cam has lost. That senior class there that brought them the state title last year is going to be missed quite a bit this year, but they do have some decent players that'll be stepping in, but it'll be new roles and how they'll be able to compete. I guess the time will tell, but I think Fremont Mills has much more experience coming back. So I'm going to go with Fremont Mills on the road with this one.
All right. It's one there for the Knights. Yeah. You know, you lose a senior class like you did at Cam, you know, there's going to be a kind of a drastic different look to how things go, because he had guys that played, you know, and had such a big impact for so long. And of course, you lose such a talented player like Lane Speaker that did so much for you on the offensive side. That changes how you're going to run that way as well. I think it's going to be up to Sam Foreman and Jack Fulman to see if they can kind of carry this team. They're the two of the most talented players returning, and I think they can do some things in the passing game that should be fun if Brody Paulson can get it out there to them. It's going to be an interesting team to see grow. I think Coach Bauer will probably make this team more surprising than people expect. But as Matt mentioned, there is some pretty good returners on that side for FM. You got Peyton and Paxton Van Houten, who are both pretty talented players. Braxton Blackburn back at the running back position. Their top receiver, Taylor Reed, who may be playing that QB spot too, because he was kind of the second man rep there. They do have a changeover at that position, but they've got a lot of guys that have played some pretty key roles for them back, and they've got that tradition. I mean, they do lose their coach, but I think a lot of that staff is back, and they do have some continuity there still. So until proven otherwise, I think Cam's going to be a fun team to watch, but I think FM might edge out this opener, so I'll give them the edge here. Jim.
Yeah, a lot of what you guys have already said. Fremont Mills brings back their top two rushers, top two receivers from last year. You've mentioned the names already, some of the kids who are going to be important to their success. Yeah, Cam just lost so much. But, you know, the other side of the coin is, too, when you're part of a program, and they've got a pretty good program there at Cam. They're well coached. They farm these kids in, farm these kids out. You know, they... When you're around, when you're younger classmen and you're around kids like that that show you what it takes to get there, I just don't think they're going to be there early in the season, like you had said. I think that's going to be a growing point for them as the season moves forward, but I don't look for them to be in any kind of a rebuilding situation necessarily. I think it's just going to be a matter of getting these kids some game reps, getting them familiar, and getting some confidence, building some confidence in them. And I think they're going to be competitive. But, yeah, Fremont Mills, I just think, has a little too much experience coming back right now for Cam. So I'm going to go with Fremont Mills.
All right. So we're going to go FM there. It should be a fun game to keep an eye on. Another matchup here against a team that was right there knocking on the door last year all the way to the state semifinals, lost to that Cam team, the Audubon Wheelers. They'll be at home to take on Southeast Warren. These are two teams that have already played a game. They played in a doubleheader over at Martinsdale St. Mary's Field last week. They both came up short in their contest. This would be another interesting matchup. I guess I get first crack here at this one. Audubon, kind of the same story. They lost a really talented senior class, similar to Cam. And, of course, Gavin Smith was just a huge part of what they did offensively as well, so they're replacing that. But they do have some guys, I think, up front that come back that give them some experience. Gavin Larson, Cooper Nielsen, another guy to keep an eye on. Manny Beiswanger got some good reps at the end of the season last year, and he'll start to be one of the guys they lean on both sides. Southeast Warren does bring back some experience, too. Landon Harvey, their quarterback, is back. So they have a little bit of experience out there also. I was just, I guess, kind of impressed. I think Audubon lost to a pretty good Winfield Mount Union team last week. They were ahead at halftime in that game. It just kind of fell apart for them late. They didn't have the stamina. But I'm going to give the edge here to the home team. I think the Audubon Wheelers will be able to eke this one out, but it should be a close game. Jim.
Well... Yeah. Audubon may have lost more than Cam lost as far as numbers go. But, yeah, it's going to be a lot to ask for the Wheelers. But, yeah, they did play well last week. You never know what you're going to get, especially in those early season games like that, playing a week ahead of everybody, too, and kind of being a spotlight. But, Olsen and Beiswanger are going to have to really step things, because they got wiped out in the backfield. I mean, they're skill players, all graduated. They've got a couple of solid running backs back for Southeast Warren, Harvey quarterbacking again this year. I don't know. I think I'm going to go with Southeast Warren, even though they're on the road here this week. I just think they're a little bit more polished at this point, and we'll see who learned more from that first week loss.
All right, Matt.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Chris on this one. I'm going to go with Audubon here as well. I think out of the two teams, I think Audubon, you know, played a much better and more formidable opponent in there. And I think they, like you said, they hung pretty well with them. Watched a little bit of that game, listened to a little bit of it as well. So I didn't think they played too bad. I just think, you know, Winfield, Mount Union is a pretty solid team this year. So with a lot of pieces coming back, and of course, I'm just going to go with Audubon at home.
All right, a couple there for the Wheelers. We'll leave Jim out there with that one. That's a look at our first couple 8-man games. We've got another one we'll take a look at when we come back after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, certified public accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have 24-pack Fairway Purified or Spring Water, just $2.98 each. Powerade 28-ounce bottles, buy five, get five free. And Stella Bella Green Grapes, just $1.88 a pound. Over in the meat department, we have boneless chuck roast for $3.99 a pound. USDA Choice T-bone steaks, just $9.99 a pound. And whole pork butts, just $1.99 a pound. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back now here to Who's Gonna Win. Let's dive into our last eight-man pick here for this week. And the Griswold Tigers will go on the road to take on another area team, Exira EHK Spartans. And we'll see how that goes here in the early season for these two area squads. Jim, who's gonna win?
Well, if I knew that, I'd be coaching and not sitting here. You know, I just realized, too, with only the three of us, there are going to be a lot more limb picks.
This is
true.
That
would be true, yes.
See, I see these things. Griswold was an extremely young team last year, and they're going to be relatively young again this year, too. They were playing some real young kids last year. Alex Hartman, though, helped to do a lot for them last year, and he was one of their seniors, so he is gone. But, you know, Exira EHK, gosh, Trey Peterson played really well last year. He's back. That's a quarterback-driven offense like few you're going to see around. I mean, well, I shouldn't say that. Audubon's kind of the same way. You know, the quarterback-driven offense. A lot of times quarterback's your top runner, your top thrower, and that's the way it is for Exira EHK, and Peterson's been doing it for a while. He's got three of his top four targets back from last year, too. So I don't see any drop-off here. I think Exira EHK gets off to a pretty impressive start to their season.
All right. One there for Sparty. Matt?
I think the Spartans, they come back with more players that have been in important roles for them than what Griswold does. So I think that's going to help. I think the Spartans, they're going to add a couple of freshmen in there. They're going to help out in their backfield potentially and on the line there, and especially on the defensive side. So I'm going to go with the Spartans as well.
Yeah, I guess I kind of see this as maybe a jump-up year here for Exira EHK. You know, they've had a couple of years where they've had a pretty young group that was kind of taking their lumps and learning things along the way, and they're not used to that, you know, used to having sustained success within that program. And, you know, Tom Peterson's usually going to push them in that direction, and they seem to be trending that way. They got a little bit better last year, and I think this is the year where, you know, some of the rest of the district has graduated a lot. Here's their opportunity to jump up and try to make some noise, and I think that they will do that. You mentioned some guys back, you know, Aiden Flathers, Cash M. Garden, Easton Nelson. They've got some pieces that'll be nice out there for them. So I'm going to go with the Spartans as well here in this opener. It's just still too much youth out there for Griswold, and there's still a lot of growing there to do. I'll go on to a Class A contest now here, and these teams have met, it seems like, quite a few times here in recent years in the season opener. IKM Manning goes on the road to take on AHSTW here in a Class A battle. What do you think, Matt? Who's going to win?
I'm going to go with the home team here. I'm going to go with the AHSTW. I think they've got a lot of important pieces coming back here this season. They're always pretty well prepared in there, so I'm going to go with the Vikings.
All right, one there for the Vikings. I had this opener last year up in Manning, and it was a fun game. Came down to the wire. Raiden Groby made a nice catch in the back corner of the end zone to ultimately get him a nice win to the season. Unfortunately, they weren't able to carry that momentum much further there the rest of the year. They kind of took their lumps up and down as they went through the year, but they do have some good experience back, and of course some talented athletes that have been good and had success in other sports. Of course, you know, coming off a great basketball season, they've got a lot of those guys out there. When you look at you know, Kyle Sternberg, Braden Lund, they should have a pretty good year, I think. So I'm also going to give the edge here to AHSTW. Quite a bit lost off of that IKM Manning team there from last year and production-wise. Jim?
Yeah, they did. Amos Rasmussen ran for over 1,200 yards, and he's not running for any more for them. Cooper Earlmeyer will be running out of the backfield, and he had a nice season last year. But, yeah, I just, you know, it's a matter of, I mean, Sternberg's going to have some different faces out there running next to him or behind him because, you know, Denver Pauly's not carrying the load for you anymore, and Raiden Groby's not there to haul down those passes. But, you know, they've got some experience in some positive places. It's at home. I like AHSTW also in this first one.
All right, we're going to go with the Vikings there in that battle. Next one, we will go with the Riverside Bulldogs going to take on the Red Oak Tigers here in an A-2A matchup, another kind of matchup that has been around here the past handful of seasons here and there. They've opened up the season against each other quite a bit. This is going to be an interesting contest. I get first crack here, and I don't want it. But, you know, Red Oak does bring back some players. They were pretty young last year. They bring back a pretty good group. Max DeVries, and then they've got Riley Fouts out of the backfield running. You look at the defensive side, Dawson Vaughn, one of their leading tacklers, is back. They've got some experience out there. For Riverside, this is kind of tough. You know, they had a strong senior class last year that they lost. You know, you lose Rhett Bentley out of the backfield. They do still have some talent out there, and I think this is going to be one of those things as, you know, time rolls on that Coach Frayn's going to continue to have that program ready to not take those huge falls when they do lose some talent. But there's quite a few question marks to answer here to open up the season here for the Dogs. So it'll be interesting to see how they perform. But with the returning experience, I'm going to give the edge here to the Red Oak Tigers. I'll go with them here to edge this one out. Jim.
Not so fast, my friend.
Uh-oh.
Now, Riverside's had a pretty good run lately, and like you said, they did lose some real strong talent. Rhett Bentley, Austin Kremkowski, there have been a few others, too. But, you know, I was looking at Red Oak's program last year. It's one thing to have kids coming back, but they didn't have much success last year. They were shut out four times. They had a hard time scoring. I mean, their offense was not very good last year, and they really need to step that up. Perhaps that'll happen. I don't know. I look at these two teams as about a coin flip either way. So, but I'm going to go with Riverside just because you're going with Red Oak.
All right. One for the Dogs. Matt.
Yeah, this is one of those games I had marked on here that was kind of a flip. And Jim kind of alluded to it there. Red Oak does have a lot coming back. Important spots. Riverside loses a lot. I'm going to go with Red Oak at home. So I'm going to. Yeah, I don't know. I just have a better feeling with what they have come back. They've had some decent success in some of their sports over the last year or so.
Yeah,
football may not have been there, but I think they've got some continuity. They've had a different coach over the last few years. Their coach from last year is coming back, so I think there'll be something for them this year.
All right. Interesting one, again, to keep an eye on there. I'll move on now to a 1AA matchup here. One of these teams already has a game under their belt, and the Underwood Tigers, who punched up a weight class to start the season to take on Lewis Central, and Tri-Center will be the home team here in this matchup. Jim, who's going to win?
Moved up a weight class to face Lewis
Central? A weight class.
They climbed the ladder. This one's easy, Underwood. They played really well last week against a larger Lewis Central program. Alex Ravlin is the real deal. He's primed for a great senior season. Got off to a great start last week. They rolled up nearly 500 total yards against Lewis Central. They gave up about that, too. But, you know, Tri-Center's a nice ball club. Michael Turner comes back after a 1,000-yard season last year. But, I think Underwood's probably in a better place. And also having that first game behind you already, that's huge, being able to work film now this week and make those adjustments after game number one. And I think really, even though it was a loss, having that confidence, knowing you played so well against such a larger program, that I just think Underwood's primed to get off to a real good start from here on out. So, Eagles.
All right, one for the U. Matt.
Yeah, Underwood knew they didn't have anything really to lose last week. So, no matter what the outcome was, you're going to come out with some positive results with that. And especially then on top of that, the way they did play. So, but Tri-Center does have quite a bit coming back this year. They're excited over there. For what they have coming and their season ahead of them with a lot of key components coming back and players in there. So I think this will be definitely a good ball game. I don't think Underwood will run away with it necessarily, but I am going to pick the Eagles.
All right, another one there for Underwood. Yeah, I guess when I started to look into this here a little bit further, I thought, man, it's kind of a shame that this is opening week, you know, for these two teams. It's a really good ball game that could be later on down the line, but still will be a fun one to watch. Like Jim mentioned, I'm pretty impressed with the way Underwood played, and especially the fact that they got down a couple scores. They didn't let that bother them. They still scored some points, you know, later on in that game, too, to keep punching in there with Lewis Central. So they're poised to have a good year. They've really built that program up and had a good run with some good athletes. But Tri-Center, yeah, they bring some good players back. Michael Turner, Maddox Anderson, Holden Scow, one of their top receivers, is back as well. they'll be a good team to reckon with, but I think Underwood's got too much firepower. I'm also going to go here with the Eagles to get this one. Got two more games left on our schedule, and we will come back to finish up the show with those picks right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have 24-pack Fairway Purified or Spring Water, just $2.98 each. Powerade 28-ounce bottles, buy five, get five free. And Stella Bella Green Grapes, just $1.88 a pound. Over in the meat department, we have boneless chuck roast for $3.99 a pound. USDA Choice T-Bone Steaks, just $9.99 a pound. And whole pork butts, just $1.99 a pound. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. As we climb up a little higher now here in class, we'll go to a matchup here between 2A and 3A schools as Clarinda goes on the road to take on Creston, a couple of teams that actually do have both returning some players. Matt, who's gonna win?
Oh, I get this one first, huh?
Yeah.
this is definitely gonna be a good ball game. Creston lost some size up front. But they bring back some of their running backs, quarterback in there. So, you know, I think that'll bode well for them. And they do bring back, you know, they always seem to replace with size up front. So that's really sometimes never an issue for them, but just be a matter of them coming along. Whereas Clarinda on the other side, you know, they lose some guys up front in there. So, but, you know, Coach Blevins there has been doing some good things and getting them in situations where they can be successful down the road. So, I'm going to go with the home team on this one, Creston, just based off of history. They've kind of had their number. It's been good ball games, but I'm going to go with Creston at home.
Okay. One there for the Panthers. This could be a really fun game, I think. You've got some real good experience back for what was a pretty tough Clarinda team last year, and, of course, they've had their run of success in some other sports here as well. But Wyatt Schmidt back at the quarterback spot. They've got Taden Brown back at the running back spot. Their top wide receiver is back as well. And then for Creston, it's somewhat similar. They do bring back Kyle Strider. They've got Brennan Hayes, Brandon Briley, some guys that they can rely on that offensive game. It's, like Matt said, maybe just replacing some of the beef up front and getting those guys to be ready. Man, this is tough. I don't know. I guess I'm going to at least shake it up. I'm going to go the other way. Some of that returning talent, I'm going to go with Clarinda. I think they get jump up and get one here. Jim.
I was just going to talk about how gutless you two are because I'm the only one willing to break the mold so far this week and take a risk on some of these other teams. And I was planning on doing it again here, which I guess I have no chance now since, you know, you guys have split it up. No, I came in here thinking all along, you know what? Weird things happen at Creston.
Mm-hmm.
Some man-made, some not.
Usually in their favor,
yeah,
though.
Usually not good for the road.
No. No. But this was a decent ball game last year, 18-6. Mm-hmm. Creston won it last year. I don't know. I just came in here with the feeling that Clarinda's just kind of tired of being close but no cigar on these kind of games, and I just kind of feel like they've got enough coming back that maybe they can do something. If you're going to pull a surprise, maybe a slight surprise on the road, first week's time to do it. So I'm going to go with Cardinals, too.
All right. So we just increased the listenership in Clarinda and downgraded in Creston. Yes. So thanks, folks.
A little farther out.
We've got one more game here left for you, and this will be our broadcast game here this week as well, as the Atlantic Trojans open up the season on the road down in Glenwood, a place that, at one point, I guess we thought maybe these matchups wouldn't happen again. But here we are after class shifting and all kinds of other changes, and now we've got a battle between 3A and 4A here, Atlantic and Glenwood. And, boy, I have to go first on this, too. That's no good. Yeah, I mean, there's some experience back here on both sides. You know, I think Atlantic feels pretty good about the potential of where this team can go. They lost, you know, a few players, but I think they had some guys that got some experience just due to factors the way the season played out last year. He had some injuries, had some illness to deal with at times. It just was kind of not a consistent season. Didn't have your full group ready to go most weeks, and that makes it tough, but it gives other guys a chance to get out there and play, and I think they're looking to try to build off that. Glenwood, in that opening week game, they played a week zero game that I guess may or may not count against Sioux City East, but they came up short in that game, but they did throw the ball around a lot, threw for a good chunk of yardage, quarterback throwing it for over 340 yards and five touchdowns in that opening game. Tate Mayberry is a nice player. I do happen to be distantly related to him, but he's a good player. He moved around positions a little bit, and he's kind of excelled wherever they've stuck him at. So hats off to him. It's maybe just some of that up front where they've had shifts around, and are they as good on the line? Are they as good? And maybe that linebacking core, that's a little bit different for them. This is a good test. I don't know. I guess I have to be the where I am now optimist and give Atlantic a chance to get off on the right foot, even though I'm going back to the old stomping grounds to check this one out. But I'll see if Atlantic can get going here in the right direction to start off the year. I'll take the Trojans. Jim.
Question, that Glenwood Sioux City East game, was that played on the field or was that just video gaming? Was that like Madden NFL? Did they do a long distance video?
Run far and we'll throw it.
Virtual reality or some kind of, I'm looking at the numbers here and they're video game numbers. I mean, you mentioned their quarterback throwing for over 340 yards and five scores. One kid caught 11 passes for 206 yards and three of the touchdowns. That's a whole season's worth for some of these guys. That's just crazy. Yeah, I think Atlantic's going to put on a nice effort here, but I don't like the fact that Glenwood already has a game in hand. I really don't. I think that's a big advantage, and they're playing at home as well. I'd like to see Atlantic play hard. I'd like to see them pull the upset there on the road, but I'm going to take Glenwood at home.
All right, one there for the Rams. Matt?
Yeah, I think Atlantic, they have 22 seniors this year, a big class there that have been playing for quite a number of years. In important spots there. So I think, they return a lot of experience in that aspect, kind of what you alluded to, Chris. Glenwood, pretty good size up front. I think their defense is the side, obviously, from last week is a little bit of the question mark for them. You've got two teams that their quarterback is Caden Anderson. So you'll have fun with that then, Chris. At quarterback, Caden Anderson.
On the radio, they don't see that the first letter is different.
Yes. But both teams sport a Caden Anderson. So I think Caden Anderson will have a good game this week.
You guarantee it, right?
Doubly good time. I'm going to go with Atlantic. I think there's enough excitement out there for them. I think they're kind of doing some of the things to prepare themselves for this week. And there's a part of me that... I hate to say it. I think there might be a part of me that Glenwood kind of overlooks them just a little bit. So I'm going to go with the Trojans on the road.
All right. And, again, that'll be our broadcast game coming up here, so stay with us. Mike Smith will be along again here this year to join me for the broadcast, and we'll get started with our pregame and the kickoff coming up here not too far down the road. So we appreciate you joining us for that. Thanks for joining us for week number one here of Who's Going to Win. We want to thank Rush CPA and Associates and Fairway for bringing you the program once again here in 2022. And farewell, Doug. We know you're listening. We kind of miss you. We'll see you next week on Who's Going to Win.
You work hard for your money. This has been Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have 24-pack Fairway Purified or Spring Water, just $2.98 each. Powerade 28-ounce bottles, buy five, get five free. And Stella Bella Green Grapes, just $1.88 a pound. Over in the meat department, we have boneless chuck roast for $3.99 a pound. USDA Choice T-Bone Steaks, just $9.99 a pound. And whole pork butts, just $1.99 a pound. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway. Free.